Here. She took a moment to calm her breathing and bring the rush of adrenaline under control. She needed to keep a clear head and not panic. She had rehearsed this over and over again in her mind for several months. The anxiety passed, allowing the control to take its place. She closed the passport and stuffed it back into the holdall. Come on, Ellen. Let's get you out of here.
What do you mean you don't know where she is, Kate? He squeezed his mobile phone tightly, feeling the frustration rise, but fought to keep it in check. You're her best friend. Surely she told you where she was going?
Look, Toby, I honestly don't know where she is.
Toby didn't miss the guarded note in Kate's voice. She wasn't going to tell him anything.
He took a deep breath and forced a conciliatory tone. I don't even know why she took off. I got back from a weekend away clay pigeon shooting and found a note. I'm worried about her. That's all. Please, Kate.
Jesus. Was he going to have to beg?
Okay, Kate relented. If I hear from her, I'll tell her to ring you or something.
Thanks.
I really appreciate it. I feel lost without her.
Finishing the call, he dropped his phone onto the sofa and picked up the note Helen had left.
Toby, by the time you read this, I will be gone. I am leaving you for good and not coming back. Things between us have become too bad. Please don't try to find me. It's over between us. Helen. P.S. Please remember to feed Scruffs. I've stocked the cupboard up with cat food so you don't need to buy any more for at least a week.
He looked at Scruffs, stretched out on the sofa next to him. Toby reached over and ran his fingers up and down the cat's neck. He could feel all the tiny bones of its skeleton beneath the fur and skin. Scrawny little thing. Helen adored that cat, and yet she had left it. This was all so out of character for her, running out on him, on the cat, on their life together. It was the last thing he thought she would do. How had he not seen this coming, and where in God's name could she have gone? He was sure Kate knew. In fact, he'd stake his square mile banker's salary on it. Scooping the cat up, Toby continued to stroke the tortoiseshell fur as he walked over to the full-length window. He stood, looking out over the Islington skyline. His finger and thumb massaged the back of the cat's neck before sliding all the way around, meeting under its chin.
You're out there somewhere, Helen.
He dropped Scruffs to the floor, ignoring the squeak of protest at the rather unceremonious dismissal. Toby pressed his forehead against the glass, the palms of his hands following suit.
I'm not letting you go without a fight, that's for sure, sweetheart.
Chapter 1. 6 months later. Ellen checked the address on the piece of paper in her hand. The Lodge, Sea Lane, Felpham, West Sussex. She looked up at the flint-built house with its imposing black front door, flanked each side by two sets of Georgian-style paned windows. Her gaze followed the building up to the roof, where a pair of dormer windows looked out like eyes peering across the rooftops. Ellen wondered if you could see the beach from up there. It would be nice if that was going to be her room. Her eyes travelled back down the building, locating the circular brass bell embedded in the flintwork. She pushed it in for a couple of seconds, hearing the buzz coming from inside before releasing it. She took a polite step back from the door. Ellen felt uncomfortable and self-conscious as she waited. A little bubble of nerves bounced around her stomach as she heard the lock being turned from the other side, shortly followed by the door being opened.
Can I help you?
A woman stood before Ellen. She was probably in her early 40s, hair tied back neatly, and she was wearing a businesslike skirt and jacket.
Hello, I'm Ellen Newman.
Ellen hoped she sounded casual, as if she'd been saying her name all her life, rather